Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And it's our unit on animals today. Last time we began to talk about the fate, the tragedy of Marius the giraffe at the Copenhagen Zoo in Denmark. He was put down by his keepers, the poor giraffe.
Yeah, so Marius was put down, which means he was killed, mercifully, with a bolt gun. They kind of give you electric shock in your brain, and that kills the animal. And then I think what really upset everybody is he was cut apart. His body, which we call a carcass, was cut apart in public so little kids could see it. Other people at the zoo could see as well. And then his flesh was fed to the lions.
I'm not sure that they actually cut it apart on people who were not expecting it. I suspect that maybe they said, hey, we're going to dissect this giraffe. You can come if you want to. Parents, if you don't want your kids to see that, then don't bring them.
Cover their eyes.
Yeah, I can't imagine the Danes being so savage as to start cutting a giraffe open in front of unsuspecting kids.
Yeah, remember this is in Copenhagen, and they're Danish, and we call them Danes. We call ourselves Americans. They're the Danes, the Danish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, Copenhagen, Denmark, they're always top-rated in terms of happy places to live, the best quality of life and stuff like that.
Very civilized.
Exactly. So this is kind of surprising coming from such a civilized, perfect place in the world. But,
yeah.
Hey, we're going to continue talking about Marius and the controversy surrounding his death. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now.
In fact, what happened to Marius isn't an isolated incident. Many zoos kill off some of their animals to keep their numbers down and to stop them from inbreeding. However, it's usually goats, antelopes, and other relatively common animals that are culled. Marius's death cast a spotlight on both this practice and the question of zoos in general. There's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good. They teach people about animals, which may inspire visitors to get involved in animal rights or conservation. Zoos also participate in research that allows us to understand animals better. This directly aids in conservation efforts. What's more, zoos provide safe environments that allow many animals that no longer have homes in the wild to survive. On the other hand, zoos are not natural environments. Animals in the wild have a lot more space and freedom. The odd behavior of many animals in zoos, such as a tiger pacing incessantly around its enclosure, is brought on by the stress of living in such unnatural conditions. Moreover, many zoos don't treat their animals with the care they deserve. Another zoo that recently made news for the wrong reasons is the notorious Surabaya Zoo in Indonesia, which has received many complaints about animal deaths caused by negligence. Zoos will always have strong supporters as well as fierce critics. People must decide for themselves if zoos do more harm than good, and whether or not the death of Marius the giraffe was justified. In the end, the fact that so many people are doing their utmost to conserve and protect animals is something worth praising.
Okay, it's time now to talk about the content of today's lesson, Marius, the death of a giraffe, day two. In fact, to tell you the truth, what happened to Marius isn't an isolated incident. Isolated means something is all by itself. It's the only one there is. You can be isolated by living far away from other places. If you live perhaps on the North Pole, at the North Pole, you're isolated from the rest of the world. But this isn't an isolated incident. In other words, it's not something that only happened at that zoo in Copenhagen.
That's right. Many zoos kill off some of their animals. If you kill off, it means you kill, but we use this verb phrase sometimes to kill off something. They kill off some of their animals to keep their numbers down. You know, if there are too many animals, they start to cause problems. Sometimes there's not enough grass for them to eat, or there's not enough space. And even in the wild, sometimes we need to kill off some of the wolves or the deer. The mm-hmm. population becomes too great. So sometimes we have to keep the animals' numbers down. And you need to stop them from inbreeding. We talked about this in our earlier program about how when animals are too closely related, they can't have babies together. Because when they do, they start to have problems and health issues that are very expensive, and it's not good for the animals.
Exactly. So, yeah, you don't see it, but, zoos are killing their animals all the time for different reasons. Yeah, as we said here, to keep their numbers down so you don't have an overpopulation of those animals. And, of course, they don't want them to inbreed and spread all those bad genes everywhere.
Yeah.
However, it's usually goats, antelopes, and other relatively common animals that are culled. Here is the word culled, which is the past tense of the verb to cull, which means you choose from a large number of things, but in this sense it talks about killing large numbers of animals in order to reduce their population, especially wild animals. So yeah, sometimes they just got too many goats in the zoo, too many antelopes, maybe too many cows, too many llamas, and they need to cull their numbers to kill a bunch of them so they don't have so many. An antelope, well, that's kind of like a deer, right? It's animal that runs really fast, and it's got those long, pointing horns.
Uh-huh.
You see them in Africa and Asia.
Yeah, goat. A goat is usually it's domesticated. You'll see them on farms, but there are wild goats, too. My sister actually has a goat. They have a large yard, and she has a farm,
mm-hmm.
and they milk the goat. Goats can be mean. Her goat sometimes attacks the kids. They have to be careful. They're kind of mean animals, but they produce milk. So we've got goats and antelopes and other relatively common animals. You see them a lot. And, of course, cull just means taking care of a large population of wild animals by killing some of them. Sometimes we have to do that. I actually asked Tom what cull meant because I hadn't seen this word before. I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't know what this meant. But,
well, I didn't either.
Now but we do. Means to take care of large populations of animals by killing some of them off. Now, Marius's death, the giraffe, cast a spotlight on both this practice and the question of zoos in general. To cast, we use this in different ways, actually. I use it a lot when I talk about going fishing.
Mm-hmm.
If you cast your fishing line out into the water, you kind of throw it away from you. To cast a spotlight means to shine a light on something so people can see what's going on. Maybe it's something that they hadn't heard of. They were unaware of it. So if you cast a spotlight on something, you raise people's awareness so that they know what's going on out there.
Yeah, a spotlight usually is just a very bright light that they use in performances
uh-huh.
so that you can look at the main person on the stage there, a spotlight. And so, yes, it cast a spotlight. It brought everybody's attention to this idea, focusing on the practice, both the practice and the question of zoos in general. So, yeah, it's made people ask this question, is this a good thing to do? Kill a giraffe and cut it apart in front of people? And then also, what about zoos? Should we have zoos? Is that a good idea? The question of zoos in general, which kind of means overall, affecting zoos all over the place.
Yeah. Instead of saying cast a spotlight, I wanted to mention you could say direct attention. So if you cast something, you direct it in a certain direction, you could say. So they're sort of bringing attention to this practice and zoos. Are zoos a good thing or are they a bad thing?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah.
Should we have zoos? So if we don't have zoos, then where are we going to take our kids on Saturday afternoon? You tell me.
How will people in big cities ever find out what some of these animals look like except on TV?
Exactly. I've only seen elephants in zoos.
True.
So, hey, there you go. Zoos are good because it has allowed me to see elephants up close That's just an observation, but let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, there's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good. If you say there's no doubt, that means it is positively true. No one can question this. There's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good. They do have some kind of purpose.
Yeah, some benefits, some good points, some advantages. What do they do that's good? Well, they teach people about animals. A lot of kids and people, we grow up in big cities, so we don't get to see animals up close, except for dogs and cats and birds and fish, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And zoos may inspire visitors who go there to get involved in animal rights or conservation. If you get involved in something, you participate. You don't just stand by. You actually get in there and get involved. If you get involved in animal rights, maybe you take a special interest in protecting animals that are abused. Tom and I have a friend who helps abandoned animals find homes, and that's a good thing.
Yes, we could say he is involved in animal rights and finding those animals homes.
Uh-huh.
So, indeed, that's what to get involved in. You could say get involved with. That means to be a part of something, to participate. And, well, zoos also participate in research that allows us to understand animals better. So, yes, zoos don't just show us those animals, but they also do research. They participate in research. They take part in research. And, therefore, we can learn more about animals.
Mm-hmm. Zoos also participate in research. To participate in and to get involved in are very similar. You actually get in there and do something active. You don't just watch or sit back on your couch and turn on the TV. You participate in something. Research is scientific studies that allow us to understand things better. Here we're talking about research of animals, which is really great. This directly aids in conservation efforts. To aid in something means to help. To give someone aid, that's the noun form, means you provide some sort of help or support. And conservation, we mentioned this in our earlier program, it just means preserving or protecting the natural environment, which includes wildlife and animals. Those are good things.
And what's more, in addition, zoos provide safe environments that allow many animals that no longer have homes in the wild to survive. Basically, this means that some endangered animals are better off in a zoo than they are out in the wild or in wild areas. So, yes, the Taipei Zoo here has three pandas there. Who's to say they would survive if they were still in the mountains of Sichuan in China there? Maybe they're better off here in the Taipei Zoo.
Sure fun to have them, that's for sure. They're so cute. So sometimes animals' homes are damaged maybe by natural disasters or even by people who build. Sometimes their natural habitat is no longer there and they have to find ways to survive. So the zoo can sometimes protect these animals, which is great. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher now and then we'll be back to continue talking about Marius, the death of this giraffe, and zoos in general.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看这篇文章，提到这只长颈鹿之死。那我们来看，今天要继续说明这个事件后续的一些发展以及一些原因。那我们要知道，这个开头它写 in fact， 这个转折词片语其实就是交代说我们有细节，有事情要再进一步说明。那这边就提到很多的动物园它都会杀死一些动物，当然目的呢就是希望维持动物的数量不要太多，还要防止所谓的 inbreeding， 也就是近亲繁殖。那看到这个片语 stop from， 我们知道要讲避免就是可以用 stop someone from doing something， 当然其他的你也可以用 prevent someone from doing something，这些都是常见片语，一定要特别留意。再来呢，下面他就提到说，这次比较特别的，就是说他所处死的动物不是常见的山羊啦、羚羊啦，而是一只长颈鹿。这边有一个片语，我们再来看一下。这边说到 cast a spotlight on both this practice and the question of zoos in general， 看到了吗 ？Cast a spotlight on spotlight。本来就是指聚光灯，那我们 跟这个 spotlight 常见的一起用的偏语、哦、就像这个就表示说让大家聚焦在这里，也就是引发了各界的关注。当然如果你换个动词，比如说 steal the spotlight， 那就是抢镜头。再来如果你用 put somebody in the spotlight， 那就变成说你让某个人好像成了关注焦点。所以 spotlight 这个字可以用在很多片语里。那我们继续往下读咯，下面这一段呢一开头就说了 There's no doubt that zoos do a lot of good。There's no doubt that 这个我们中文就是翻成无疑的，不用怀疑的，无庸置疑的。当然你可以简化成为 no doubt， no doubt that blah blah blah， 这个是简单的说法。还有呢有些时候你会看到一个字是 undoubtedly undoubtedly， 这个当然是一个副词，可是它也像一个转折词一样，你可以放在一个句子的开头，一样表示不用怀疑的，无庸置疑的。这边讲到动物园当然有很多好处，那等等等，可是呢接下来他却说他呢这些好处 which may inspire visitors to get involved in animal rights or conservation， 但是相对的他也会让大家激发起大家会投身于动物权或是动物的保育活动。那我们注意一下这个 which， 因为毕竟 which 它是一个冠带，那我们呢前面这里有逗点，要记得这是一个非限定用法，所以文法上如果你看到这样的 which 就要去想一想为什么。像在这里的话呢，它当然就是指前面整件事，也就是这个动物园呐、教大家有关于动物，教大家认识动物这一件事，也同时会有以下的效应。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the pros and cons of zoos. Remember, we talked aboutMarius,the giraffe that got killed in Copenhagen, in the Copenhagen Zoo there in Denmark in Europe. And yes, it's cast a spotlight on both the practice of killing animals in zoos and the question of zoos in general. So we're saying that zoos do good. They allow people to see animals. They help in animal rights and conservation and research and stuff like that.On the other hand, zoos are not natural environments. Okay, yes, that's true. Animals were not meant to be living in zoos, to be living in those little enclosures or those cages. That is not their natural habitat.
Notice we're doing a comparison between the second paragraph and the third paragraph. The second paragraph, we're talking about the good points, the good things about zoos. And then in the third paragraph, we use that phrase, on the other hand.So now we're going to tell you about the bad things. Why are zoos not so great? Well, they're not natural environments. There's not a lot of space for some of those animals. I especially feel sorry for polar bears that are in zoos in hot climates. They like the ice. They like the cold weather. They have thick coats of fur. So it's sometimes very hard for these animals to be in zoos.Animals in the wild have a lot more space and freedom. They can do what they want. They can run where they want. They can eat what they want. Although sometimes they are killed as prey of other animals, you know.
Oh,
they're
no.
protected at least in the zoo.
That's right. So, yeah, when you compare two things, you can say on the one hand and then on the other hand. For example, I could say, I'm considering moving to Hualien. On the one hand, it's a nice place. It's quiet. It's clean. The quality of life is very good. But on the other hand, it's just not exciting down there. It's not like Taipei, and there aren't very many job opportunities there. So that's when you...compare and contrast things together. So, yes, on one hand, zoos do good, but on the other hand, they're not so good. They're not natural environments for animals, and animals in the wild or wild animals have a lot more space and freedom. They can run all over the place. And the odd behavior of many animals in zoos, such as a tiger pacing incessantly around its enclosure, is brought on by the stress of living in such unnatural conditions. I've seen this at least twice in the Taipei Zoo.
Yeah.
There's some kind of mountain lion. I think it's a bobcat.
Oh.
In the nocturnal house in the zoo. It just keeps walking in circles, at one circle after another, and it just doesn't stop.
Oh.
And then that Formosan black bear was kind of doing the same thing. It was at the door. It was going to the left and going to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. And it was doing that for minutes. After minute, and I think it was trying to look for a way out. But yeah, that's an example of odd behavior. Odd here just means strange and unusual.
Yeah, if you pace, you walk back and forth and back and forth. If you're really nervous, sometimes you'll see people who will pace back and forth. They're pacing inside their enclosures, a kind of a cage, and the space inside that cage is the enclosure. To do something incessantly, this is the adverb form of the adjective incessant, means you're doing something without pausing. There's no interruption. You just keep doing it again and again and again. So some of these animals, it sounds like they need a little bit more space, and they just want to get out and run around. Instead, they have to pace or walk back and forth. Well, this is brought on, or it's caused by the stress of living in such unnatural conditions. That's what a writer is saying. So if something's brought on by something else, that's the past tense form. To bring on means to cause something to happen. If you have perhaps a mudslide, maybe it's brought on by a lot of rain falling in one place for a long time. You can have landslides and mudslides that are brought on by rain and typhoons.
Yes, so that odd behavior is brought on by the stress of living in these unnatural conditions. Moreover, in addition, also, many zoos don't treat their animals with the care they deserve. Yes, animals deserve to be treated well. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be punished. They shouldn't be tortured and starved and stuff like that. To deserve means that you get something that you should get. You're worthy of that thing.
That's right. Another zoo that recently made news, this is not the Copenhagen Zoo. This is a zoo in Indonesia here in Asia called the Surabaya Zoo. They made news for the wrong reasons. A lot of our news is bad news. Well, this is a piece of bad news. We're calling this zoo notorious. That's a great word. If you're notorious, it means you're famous for bad reasons. You did something wrong. You don't ever want to be notorious. You want to be famous, but not notorious. So why are they making news, you could say? Well, they got a lot of complaints because animals in their zoo died. They had a lot of animal deaths recently, and they were caused by negligence.
Ooh.
Negligence is when you don't take care of something that you should. So it's failure to take proper care of something. So accidents can happen because of negligence. Sometimes people are killed because of negligence. Someone wasn't careful enough.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Maybe the government didn't do what it was supposed to do, and people died as a result. So the deaths were caused by government negligence. That's an example. Let's move on now to the final paragraph for today. It says, zoos will always have strong supporters as well as fierce critics. So, yes, lots of people love zoos. They want to keep the zoos. They support them. They think that zoos do good things for us. They let people know about animals, and they conduct research and help preserve endangered species. But then the critics will criticize them. They're fierce critics, just like some of the animals in the zoo might be fierce. Fierce just means very strong, and it's ferocious, and it might cause you harm if you get too close to it, like bears are fierce animals. Or sometimes if you make a woman mad, she can be very, very fierce. You don't want to do that, do you guys? But here, yes, indeed, they have fierce critics. A critic, of course, is somebody who criticizes something. They usually express an unfavorable opinion about something.
People must decide for themselves if zoos do more harm than good. Harm is just sort of something that's bad. It could be a physical injury, some sort of damage that's done to something, maybe some ill effect. So are zoos worse than do they do more bad things than good things, you could say?
And they have to also decide whether the death of Marius the giraffe was justified. Did they have a good reason? In the end, the fact that so many people are doing their utmost to conserve and protect animals is something worth praising. If you do your utmost, people, it means you do everything in your power that you possibly can to accomplish or succeed in doing something. And here we're saying, you know, a lot of people are doing all they can to take care of these animals, to conserve and protect them, which is good.
It is good indeed. That's something worth praising. You could say it's something that deserves praise.
Yeah.
Zoos aren't such terrible places after all, although you can still debate that. Are zoos a good thing or are they a bad thing? Have you been to the Taipei Zoo before, Stephanie?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, you like it there?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I think it's one of the world's best zoos. I'm looking forward to going there again soon. But we can't do that right now. We're still working. And what we're going
to
do...
Hey, and listeners, if you do go to the Taipei Zoo, that's my voice on the announcement.
Yeah.
That's me,
That's right. Telling everybody that they only have 15 minutes to leave the zoo.
Or
otherwise,
it's raining. Yeah, get out of the rain. Yeah.
Watch out. Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Time now for our Chinese teacher.
好，来，我们继续读这一篇文章。那这一段呢，一开头又是一个转折词，这个转折词片语就是 on the other hand。其实我们要讲哦，所谓的 transitional phrases， 这种转折词片语在一个文章的叙述上是非常重要的。如果你从稍早一开始的 in fact， 然后你看到后面的 however， 再看到 undoubtedly， there's no doubt that， 再看到接下来的 what's more， 然后到这一段的On the other hand， 这种都是所谓的转折词片语，它交代前后文这种语气的承接，让你的连贯性变得合逻辑，而且让读的人读得懂你要接的意思是什么。所以这种字当然一定要特别留意。那 on the other hand， 这就是另外一个例子，告诉你哦，另外一方面怎么样呢？好，他就说动物园其实不是自然环境，因为动物本来就在野外才会有更多的空间跟自由。那接下来当然还提到一些的说明跟叙述，可是我们要往下直接看一个重点，因为呢我们知道除了这个 Marius 这一只长颈鹿成为新闻头条之外，还有另外一个也制造了一个新闻事件的，是在另外一个动物园。那我们就看到当你说登上新闻版面的时候，其实就是 make news。 好，注意到他谈到这个动物园他们也登上了新闻版面，那这个动物园是在哪里呢？好，他提到一个 Surabaya Zoo in Indonesia， 那你看到后面有一个逗点，逗点接着又是一个 which， 那我们就要再次的注意这个逗点，当然还是告诉你这是非限定用法。那其实非限定用法最常见的也就是像这种情况，你有一个专有的名词，不管是讲人讲地点，好，然后你后面呢要接着补充顺便再加以说明的话，应该就是要用非限定用法的所谓的关系代名词，然后形成一个关系子句来修饰它。好了，来最后这一段呢，我们谈到动物园呢，其实有支持的人，有批评的人，那大家就看自己来决定了。不过最后有一个我们要请大家注意的，就是 justify 这个字。 justify 是让什么事情成为有正当性，使什么事情合乎正义。那所以我们常常用这个字来表达一件事情是否得当，是否有正当性。所以呢他在这边就用了 Marius 这只长颈鹿他的死是否正当呢？ Whether or not the death of Marius the giraffe was justified.
That's it for us, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and do join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. Bye.